drought or...
Or famine.
How do you say that word?
Drought or famine.
Okay. Then if the wind has been gentle and it's getting stronger, it's doing what?
Getting rough.
All right. And if it has been strong and it's getting weaker, it's doing what?
Getting mild and pleasant.
And on a morning, I guess, like today, when it's not really cold, but you need a sweater or a coat, you say it's a little bit what?
Chilly.
Mm-hmm. And if it was cold enough to kill the tomatoes and the flowers, you had a what?
I had a nipping frost.
All right. And if the lake got hard, you'd say the lake did what?
Iced over.
Okay. Or if it gets any colder tonight, the lake might?
Might freeze.
Okay. And then just a couple of things. Would you name the months of the year for me, please?
The one we're in now?
All 12 of them.
Okay.
Okay.
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, and December.
Okay. And if there's a line of men, 11 men, you'd say the end, man at the end is the 11th. So the one at the beginning is the...
Is a starting point or the beginning.
What number, though?
Be one.
Now, if he's the 11th...
First.
Okay. Would you count back that way, first? After the first is the...
Second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth, and...
That's it.
And 11.
All right, you might... if you said something more than once, you'd be saying it...
Twice.
Okay.
Repeat.
And would you name the days of the week?
Well, the first day is Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then Saturday, and then it's time to go to town.
Okay, and what do you mean by Sabbath?
That's the Saturday that they used to have, which was the seventh day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Then when Christ is coming and his crucifixion and everything, it was changed. He rested on the seventh, but he rose on the first.
Mm-hmm.
And from long about the time he was born, has been changed to Sunday being the first day of the week. Mm-hmm. Levi am in store on the first day of the week as you have prospered.
Mm-hmm.
But if you waited till the seventh, you see, it'd be different.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, is there anything else about life in Haleyville that you'd like to tell me?
Well, I could talk to you 3, 4, 5 days, and then I'll tell you now.
Yeah, I expect you could. Anything else that occurs to you that you've left out?
Oh, there's just offhand. There's several things I could tell you.
I'd be happy to hear.
I could tell you about me holding a revival once.
Would you do that?
Had a poor family that didn't have any dishes much or anything much to eat. So old revival, they asked me to go home with them to eat, and I did.
Mm-hmm.
And I was hungry, and all I had to eat was cornbread and buttermilk.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave me a bowl to eat it in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I dumped this cornbread in there, scrambled it, or whatever you want to call it, or crumbled it, and poured my buttermilk over it, started to eat. About that time, there was a pig come in and rubbed around my feet. I'd move my feet, and that pig still rubbed around it. I was enjoying that food, that milk and cornbread.
Mm-hmm.
And that pig got so anonymous, rubbing around my legs, till I had to say something, me moving and everything, to the lady. I said, "Lady, you sure have got a loving pig." The little boy spoke up, says, "No, he's not loving." Says, "You got his bowl."
Oh, oh my goodness.
Oh, me.
Pig probably got the best bowl in the house, didn't he?
You got a right smart tape there?
About 15 minutes.
Tell you about the country preacher.
Okay.
And back long time ago, if you had one suit of clothes, you're lucky.
Mm-hmm.